Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from the gospel passage you just heard, and I'd like to reread just a small portion of it, starting in verse 17. The crowd that had been with him, Jesus, when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." And then verse 42. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is God's word. Let me start by asking a question. In your life, is the cross of Jesus your life support, or is it a crutch? Is the cross of Christ the only thing that sustains you, sustains your life, that keeps you breathing, that keeps you living? Or is it something you carry around because you hope that it will somehow help you achieve your goals and dreams? Now, to be clear, I know that we are in a Lutheran church. And I know that we don't believe in manipulating God for our own prosperity, our own health. I'm not suggesting that as a church we profess that enough faith will produce those things. Those are all, of course, unbiblical views. And that's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is our reliance on God in our own lives. See, in the gospel reading today, we hear from two different groups. The first are the crowds, and they shout, "Hosanna," because of the miracles they saw Jesus perform. They're looking for an earthly king. They're looking for someone who can solve their earthly problems. They sought a king that they can cheer for. A king they can crown. So for them, they sought a crutch. There's a second group of people. These people claimed a life devoted to God. They saw in Jesus something other than an earthly king. They saw someone to confess. But they also knew that confessing Christ would disrupt their earthly lives, would rearrange their earthly priorities, would potentially kick them out of the synagogue they belonged to. That's not what they wanted. So really, like the first group, they sought a crutch. So back to you. Is the cross of Christ your life support, or is it a crutch? Now the question is provocative, intentionally so. Your initial reaction sure might be affirmative. You might respond in confidence that Jesus Christ is my life support. And I would agree. There are absolutely times in my own life when he is that for me. But there are also times when I wrestle control away from him. And in those times, I turn him into my crutch. We all do this. It's called sin. So even though the question might shock you, the answer to the question is quite frankly something we confess each and every Sunday. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We confess that there are times this week that you have been our life support. But there are also times this week when we have not relied on you with our whole heart, where we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. You see, in our lives, we treat them both ways. And so if he is both, because we are sinners in need of the saving grace. And so then we can take this analogy just a little bit further. There's two points I would like to make. The first one is this. A crutch is something that you can live without. Life might be a little bit inconvenient. Life might be a little bit more limiting, but life is livable without a crutch. It might decrease your quality of life, but may do little more than that. And I know someone who refused to use a wheelchair. This person needed to use the wheelchair. It would make this person's life far more comfortable. This person refused to use it. They would rather live a degraded life than succumb to the use of something that on one hand made them more mobile, but on the other hand announced to the world that they had a health problem. Back to the gospel passage, you can see how some of the authorities felt that same way about Jesus. They wanted to believe. They wanted him, maybe, to be their life support, but they saw him, at least on that day, as a crutch. Something that they would have to rely on, and that was a step too far, because it would be visible to others in their community. And so they rejected him. How often do we do the same thing? So often, we confess with our lips what Paul writes to the Philippian church. He says, Jesus Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We know this. We believe this. We confess this. But oftentimes, we simply don't live it out. In the company of our co-workers, in the company of our friends, even in the company of our families, we suppress the call to proclaim and to live this good news because we know what it might cause. We're afraid of what our life might look like if we are too bold in displaying Jesus Christ. We're terrified of the choices that we will have to make if we make that crutch too visible. But I have good news. The answer to this problem is not to get over it. It's not to muster up some sort of courage so that you can proudly live your life where Jesus is your crutch and you're not afraid to show it. Because even if you did that, at the end of the day, it's simply still a crutch. Something that rests in your decision. Something that you choose to use. And as good Lutherans, we all know that eternal salvation rests not in the work that we do, but in the work that Jesus has done for us. And so if Jesus is only a crutch we choose to lean on, then let's toss that idea away because that's not where we are going. So that leaves life support. I'm going to be bold and say that everybody in this room has seen somebody on life support, whether it's in person, in real life, in your family, or on TV. But everyone here, I would think, can picture that scene. There's two things that I want to point out. The first one is this. Nobody ever chooses life support. It's chosen for them. Patient is in a state that is so close to death, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that will save them except for this external intervention. And once this intervention has proven successful and the patient is stable, life support then is used to maintain that life. You see, the patient's very life depends on these machines. Turn them off, patient dies. The doctor revives, the machines sustain. The patient does nothing except receive. He's completely passive in the continuity of his life. That's the first point. The second point is this. While the patient is on life support, have you ever seen in a movie or in real life the patient worried about what he or she looks like, if her hair is done? It's absurd, actually, that question. You know, it's the farthest thing from this person's mind. His entire life is attached to machines that are keeping him alive. The very last thing he cares about is what he looks like and how he looks to other people. You see, he's connected to machines that are sustaining him. They're not a crutch. They're life. They're the only things that matter to him in that moment. The rest simply doesn't matter. So you can see the connection to this analogy in our life with Christ. Our lives are supposed to look more like the life of that patient. Our lives are supposed to be lived knowing that without the intervention of the doctor, what we call baptism, we would be dead. And without the continued sustenance of God, His Word, His body, His blood, we would be dead. We know this. And yet, often we treat it as a crutch instead of life support. But as Lutherans, we also know we have great news. And this is the news. The life support of Christ, even when we turn it into a crutch, is still the life support of Christ. Whether we live a life that reflects this, or live a life that doesn't, that does not change the reality that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, He has attached Himself to us. He is our life support. He does sustain us, even in those times that we don't live our life that way. So going back to the first question, the initial question, maybe it's not the question of whether the cross of Christ is life support or a crutch. Maybe that's the wrong question. Maybe instead of a question, maybe it is a plea, a prayer. Lord, help us to recognize the times in our lives when we treat You as a crutch. We're sorry. Help us to turn back to You, to rely on You for our every breath. Help us to understand, to really understand, that what sustains our lives, truly sustains our lives, is the cross where you died for us. And through that cross, you have attached us to yourself in baptism. And through your word and through your body and blood, you continue to sustain us. You are our life support. Forgive us when we forget and make you a crutch. Amen.